This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 31st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the Department of Agriculture today announced that it's issued one-time payments totaling about $2 billion to farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners across the country who experienced discrimination in farm loan programs or did not receive equitable access to federal resources before the start of the Biden administration. The funds come from the Inflation Reduction Act's Discrimination Financial Assistance Package. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said out of nearly 60,000 applications, over 43,000 farmers and ranchers will see financial assistance.
To put it simply, through the Discrimination Financial Assistance Program, 43,244 applicants will be receiving resources. These are individuals in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and American Samoa, receiving direct financial assistance in response to discrimination they're reported to have experienced in USDA's farm lending programs prior to 2021.
Secretary Vilsack said the intent is to create a new narrative for the Department of Agriculture.
Depending upon an individual's circumstances, the awards range from $3,500 to the statutory cap of $500,000. While this financial assistance is not compensation for anyone's losses or pain endured, it is an acknowledgement. And my hope is that this financial assistance will help many farmers stay on their farms, contribute to our nation's food supply, and continue to do what they love to do.
Farmers in the biofuels industry continue to call for some indication of what requirements will fall on producers of feedstocks for products like sustainable aviation fuel and renewable diesel. USDA continues to receive input from stakeholders on sustainable ag practices they feel should qualify for tax credits. Vilsack said he feels a responsibility to advise the Treasury.
It's important, I think, for us to inform Treasury about the various practices that are in place, the various commodities that could very well be converted into sustainable aviation fuel. However, having said that, we want to make sure that that opportunity is available to everybody, Jeff, not just a large-scale agriculture. That's one of the reasons why this financial assistance can become critically important. It can allow the farmers who experience discrimination to potentially be able to have the financial assistance and wherewithal to be able to compete and to be involved in that new opportunity. Happy to continue advocating for American agriculture and the role that it can play in the new bioproduct manufacturing economy that's being built here in the U.S. and providing American leadership on renewable fuels.
The new 45Z rule takes effect January 1, 2025, could play a significant role in farm income in the rural economy. While the industry laments the delay in 45Z rules, Vilsack laments congressional action on a new farm bill.
Well, there isn't a farm bill right now, so I would say that the chances are of 45Z guidance getting out before we have a farm bill, I think, is pretty good.
Well, the latest edition of the weekly AgriPulse newsletter hit inboxes this morning. Here are some of the highlights of this week's edition. Producers of biodiesel and renewable diesel continue to call for the Biden administration to offer those new tax rules under the Inflation Reduction Act, known as the 45Z Clean Fuel Credit. But as they wait, the clock is ticking on the expiration of the 40A Blender's Tax Credit, a project that aims to create standards to fortify the hemp building and construction industry has been selected for federal funding. Earlier this month, EPA announced grants of nearly $160 million for projects that track and reduce climate pollution and construction materials. The Hemp Building Institute received more than $6 million to develop environmental project declarations and life cycle. Deputy EPA Administrator Janet McCabe said that cleaner construction materials are increasingly essential. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau is the trusted voice of agriculture and the leading grassroots membership organization advocating for all farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.